Just because a deal says it's a deal, it's not. Listen with me and let's find out why not every deal is a property worth having. Over the last 18 years of analysing hundreds and hundreds of properties, I've worked out what really works and what doesn't. And from that, when I founded my League of Extraordinary Investors, I created what I call the tenets. Now, the tenets, or often known as principles or beliefs, are based on the way in which an extraordinary investor approaches the property market. Now, each tenet is equally important, but this one is a particular thorny one to get right, especially for new investors. I mean, I've lost count of the number of deals I've turned down because of this tenet, but it dwarfs the deals I ended up going ahead with. So, the tenet is coming up right after this. So we're back, and the tenet is not every deal is a property worth having. Now, what does this mean? Well, often when a new investor who's just getting started, they're in the first flushes of really learning about property investment, they're learning how to do analysis and due diligence, and they're really excited about the prospects of retiring early through property investment. You'll agree with me, they're pretty keen to find a deal. Now, this type of investor, a new investor, they'll be jumping on property portals daily. They'll be networking with, you know, agents and possibly sourcers. They'll be walking the streets with local. They'll be scouring emails, forums, and being addicted to waiting for the phone to beep or ring for any hint of a deal that they think will be a good deal. But often, deals do not turn up straight away. It takes dedication, commitment, and a willingness to forego the attachment to a deal and instead turn it into a purely business decision. And the days, well, they turn into weeks, and the weeks into months, and the new investor's no further along than they thought they would be right at the beginning of starting to build up their portfolio. Now, there are often several reasons why this happens, but we'll discuss that in another episode relating to the immutable laws of investing, which is what this tenet comes from. But for now, the critical thing to remember is this. Stop. Yes, stop, I say. Because desperation breeds a certain kind of reckless abandonment and folly, which then leads to making rash decisions, which then often come to bite you in the derriere later on. Now, I speak from experience, so to make the point, here's a wee story that will turn the hairs on your chest white. 15 years ago, in a darkened room somewhere in the Shires, you're frustrated as hell. You need a new deal. The itch needs to be satisfied. It's been too long since you last experienced that exultation of a cracking deal, and a bottle of champagne has uncorked. You're looking and you're looking, but you just can't find what you're looking for. There are deals popping up here and there, but they're not quite right. They don't have enough discount or enough potential value add. Is your area dry? Have all the deals gone? Are you pushing too hard? Whatever it may be, you, my friend, are stuck. A nice young smiley man appears and tells you about an amazing deal on a two-bed duplex apartment in an up-and-coming area of Yorkshire. The deal is stupendous. There's no money down. There's a massive, humongous discount, a large cashback, and the rental demand is rather fabulous. Oh, and you'll make a tidy packet every month on the rental cash flow. What's not to like? So you do the deal. Yes. Well, fast forward 12 months later, and you're in bed with not one, but two of these blasted deals. And you're rapidly finding out the bitter, twisted truth. The developer could not sell the units to normal folks, because normal folks don't buy what they built. The finder's fee. The finder's fee. 3% of vast fortune in those days. It just meant your actual discount just trickled away. Another 300, 400, 500 units went on the rental market at the same time as your unit. I kid you not. People don't really like rooms with a light vent in them. Now, you can call a duplex, but you can also call it a one bed, one bath flat with a dodgy small second room with no window, but it does have a light vent. Just because the area has demand, does not mean to say that this particular development on the edge of town also has demand. And when you finally rent your crappy flat, the cash flow, well, what cash flow? The cashback's gone, the rent's so low it's laughable, and you're pretty much in negative cash flow every month. The service fees, they're so much higher than you thought they would be. Add in the ground rent too, it's just not working. The agent you were recommended by the developer turned out to be inundated with so many units they just stopped accepting new landlords, and the new agent you found via another recommendation turned out to be worse than useless, they're actually woefully incompetent. And finally, cashback disappears pretty darn quickly when you're not receiving rental income every month. So why share this rather sad little story? Because it illustrates the point perfectly. Because here's the thing. On the face of it, getting hold of a 25% discount on a property sounds like a steal. But sometimes things are too good to be true. And sometimes you just want to walk away. Now, not every deal is a property that you want to add into your portfolio. And that is the tenet that I stick to this day. So don't rush into a deal. A deal will come up every day, or every week, or every month, depending on your area. But you have to buy your deals in line with the other tenants, which I'll cover in a future episode. Because some of those I didn't follow either. And this is the reason for me sharing my stories, for you to consider, to reflect, and maybe avoid the same mistakes that I made. So the next time you're wanting to satisfy your itch for a deal, remember to ask yourself this very, very important question. Does the deal take me nearer or farther away from the goals that I set myself when I started my investment portfolio? So be warned, not every deal is a property worth buying. So that's all, folks, for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Not every deal is a property worth buying. If you have enjoyed it, please do don't feel obliged, but please do subscribe. Comment, and get ready for the next install of one of my episodes where I'll be dissecting what's going on in the property industry and giving you some insights as to what is happening so that you can become a better investor, an extraordinary investor. Till next time, this is Matthew Moody from the League of Extraordinary Investors. Goodbye for now.
You've just been listening to a Matthew Moody audio production. Subscribe now to hear the latest in your inbox every day.